We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 28th chapter, Perek Chavchet, and the 12th Pasuk. And Iyov has been saying that even though technically I don't see a difference, Iyov says, between the righteous and the wicked, you know, the righteous sometimes have it good and sometimes have it bad, and the wicked sometimes have it good and sometimes have it bad. At the end of the day, a person should lead a righteous life. You know, God does control, and God will take an accounting in the world to come. There's what to talk about. But here, oh, people suffer, it makes no difference. And Hashem does put limits for things. And Iyov went on to describe the different limits about how a stream has its limits, and dry land has its limits, and places that were once flourishing are suddenly desolate. And Iyov concluded Pasuk Yud Aleph. We left off with Mibichin Arot Chibesh. When the time comes, the depths of the rivers are closed off, meaning you have a river that has depths, it's a deep river, and Hashem Chibesh, Hashem, so to speak, turned off the faucet. Suddenly that river dries up. V'taluma Yotzior. And Iyov says, when Hashem wants to, so then the time comes, and then it's like he turns on the faucet, and the taluma, that stream that was hidden from mankind, Yotzior, suddenly gives light. Hashem suddenly does give it capacity to flow. So everything has an end point. All physical things in this world have to be finite, and therefore don't give too much weight to mere mortals' success, because things are finite. But, says Iyov, and this is where we're up to, Pasuk Yud Bet, Ve'achochma me'ayin timatzeh. But the success of wisdom is not like that. Where does wisdom grow out of? It's not like it's something physical that has a source. Like he described earlier, metal is quarried, stones are quarried. So you'd think that when the source of wisdom is finished, so then the wisdom turns off. It's not like other things that are queried from finite objects, and so they too are finite. No, v'achochma me'ayin timatzeh, where does wisdom come from? V'eize mekom bina, and where's the source for understanding, Iyov says. It's not like there's a source for all of this. Lo yada enosh elka. And therefore, we can't even evaluate wisdom, because like it says in Mishlei, kol chafatzecha lo yishvu ba, nothing can equal wisdom, because wisdom is eternal, wisdom is infinite. Ve'lo timatzei be'eretz chayim, and you can't purchase it where you have living creatures, meaning it's living creatures can be bought, other things can be bought, wisdom can't be bought. Wisdom is something that we don't know a source. Just eat this and you'll be smart. V'lo timatzeh. It's not found to be purchased as part of the land where you have ba'alei chayim. You can't buy wisdom. Teho mamar lo vihi. If man could go to the depths and purchase wisdom, the depths would answer him and say, nope, not by me. V'yamamar. And if a person thinks, I'll go out to the middle of the sea, I'll go to the Dalai Lama, I'll go who knows where, I'll get the wisdom, Iyov's telling him in advance, the sea also declares, it's not by me. You want to travel where all kinds of esoteric places you think you'll find wisdom? No, I don't have it. So Iyov is using an allegory to express this concept that wisdom is so deep, and it cannot be purchased, and it cannot be found by traveling to desolate places. And even if you work hard at it, you won't get it, because you have to begin with Yirat Hashem Reshit Da'at, as Iyov will tell us, the concept that Shlomo taught us. Lo yutan segor tachteheha. A person wouldn't be able to give segor, is like zahav segor. It's a type of gold that was exceptionally purified. Lo yutan segol tachteh. You can't give precious gold instead of wisdom. You try to pay all the money in the world, that's not what will make you smart. Ve'lo yishakel kesef mechira. Nor can you weigh out silver and think that that's how you'll pay its price. Lo tesule bechete mofir. you can't praise it. If you want to praise wisdom, you can't praise it by the most precious type of gold, which is called ketem ophir. If you take the most precious gold and try to praise wisdom with that gold, you're still degrading wisdom. Vishoham yakar visapir. Nor would you be able to praise wisdom with precious stones like the precious shoham stone or the precious sapir, might be the sapphire stone. He says, no, even if you take precious stones, you're not going to be able to praise wisdom with that, because wisdom is more valuable than all of these things. Lo yalchena zahav uzchuchit. You can't compare gold or glass, fine glass or fine gold, even if it's worked into a fine work of art, you can't compare it to wisdom and say, ah, this is so great, this wisdom is as great as the great figurine of gold. No. It's degrading wisdom. Utmurata kilifaz. Nor could you compare it to a vessel of another type of purified gold that's called faz. Ramot vegavish lo yizacher. Two types of precious stones. You can't mention them next to wisdom, because wisdom outdoes them as well. Umeshech chokhmah mipininim. And the value, the extent of wisdom, the capacity to delve into wisdom, and the capacity that wisdom gives a human being is more precious than pearls. Lo yalchena pitedat kush. You can't try to evaluate wisdom with the great stone of pitida. We know that's one of the stones of the Choshen. And the pitida was brought from the land of Kush, a land somewhere in Africa. Bechetem tahor lo tesule. And if you try to compare it to pure gold that's called ketem tahor, notice Eov's repeating the same concept. He says, whatever precious things you'll try to compare wisdom to or praise wisdom with, you're degrading wisdom. Wisdom is much better than all these things. Ve'achochma me'ayin tavo. So if wisdom is so great, Eov says, so then we have to find out, where do you get wisdom from? Ve'eze mekom bina. Where do you find understanding? So where do you get this stuff, says Eov? Ve'ne'elma me'enei chol chai. It is really hidden from all the living. U'me'ov ha'shamayim nistara. It's even hidden from the birds, even though they're above everything. So you think they're up in the heavens, they could figure out the wisdom? No, the birds can't. Again, Eov's talking in allegories. Avadon v'mavet ameru. The earlier generations who were wiped out, who died, they said, meaning the deceased, they've already told us, Ve'ozneinu shamanu shima. We heard the great word of wisdom, we've heard its praise, and you know how precious it is. You're not going to find it so easily. Elohim hevin darkah. God, he understands the way to wisdom. Vehu yada et mikoma. And he knows where wisdom is to be found. Ki hu liktzot haaretz yabit. Because God can see the edges of earth. He could see what's going on everywhere. Tachat kol ha-shamayim yireh. He could see everything that's under the heavens because he controls everything. He sees everything through his stars. He controls, he sees. La'asot la-ruach mishkal. He sends the wind with its set weight to each place. The wind has a test to do. The wind prevents the wheat from rotting. The wind, in every place, the wind has a different weight and it does its weight. Umayim tiken bimida, and Hashem fixes the waters to give the right amount to each place. Mountains need this much water, valleys need that much water. God sets it all up. Basoto lamatar chok. When God sets how much rain should come down in a specific place, God, when He created the world, He set the laws of nature, when rain should fall, how it should fall. He set laws of nature, how rain falls. V'derech lachaziz kolot. Ok, Okay, Chaziz, the simple understanding is the cloud. And what Eov is saying here, the simple understanding is, and when God made paths for the clouds to travel and the different sounds that the clouds produce, the thunder, God set all of this up, and being that God set all of the things we're talking about, God set up the laws of nature, He controls everything, He knows everything, He also knows where you could get wisdom. Chazal tell us that Chaziz is something else, is a spiritual being, and Chazal derive deep concepts from this pasuk. Okay, should we try and learn the punchline now? We have two more psukim technically till the punchline. Okay, we'll try. Then, when God did all of this, then He saw the wisdom, and so to speak, He used it, and He put it in a book. He took the wisdom, put it in a book so that it would last. Vaisapera. Is the root is sefer. Not he told it over, but rather he converted it into book form. Vaisapera is like the act of the verb of book. He booked it. Doesn't mean he booked it. He made it into a book. As when God made all these things, He saw the wisdom, He used the wisdom, and He put it all in a book so it would last. Hechina vegam chakara. God set it up in a correct order, and He also delved into it to know all the secrets. And again, Eov is talking about how God understands, so He's using humanistic terms. Technically, God created it, so He doesn't have to explore it in order to know it. Eov is talking from our perspective, God explored it. He experimented, He figured out how wisdom works. He doesn't mean it literally. It's a way of saying God mastered it. God was master because He created it, but He's using our perspective. Vayomer la'adam hen yirat Adonai hi chokhmah v'sumera bina. It's as though Hashem said to man, yirat Hashem. You want to know the key to attaining true wisdom? The key to it is having awe of God. Visul mera and removal of evil, of bad, that's the key to attaining bina. We have two ways of understanding things in the world. We could experiment, we could work backwards, trial and error. Using stimuli, I could look, I could listen, I could feel, I could record, and then I'm working backwards. My experiment teaches me what's there. It's here, I look, I see it there. So the stimuli is teaching me. Notice that it's all external, from outward, in. Then there's wisdom that begins from within, out. If I want to know that I exist, do I know I exist because I look in a mirror? Ah, I'm here. No. That begins with an internal knowledge. The greater a person is, the more he can attain true wisdom that begins from within. Small people try to figure things out based upon what they feel or what they think, and they're way off. A person that can connect to Hashem, he can attain that wisdom, an understanding of the workings of the world, that begins from within, not from without, not from experimentation or observation, but from within. And the key to attaining that is hen yirat Hashem yichuchma. The key to it is yirat Hashem, just as Shlomo HaMelech wrote. Eov began by saying that wisdom is better than anything else, and you can't purchase it. Well, you can't purchase it without yirat Hashem. So even though technically Eov said God knows the source of it all, well, God told us what's the source of it all. You want to start, you want to attain it, that's where you begin. Now, Eov's going back to his original point. Eov said, in this world, I still have all the claims I said earlier. the wicked and the righteous, they all suffer alike. There's a world to come, right? But in this world, they all suffer. So, why am I claiming that a person should be righteous, says Iov? Because of the value of wisdom. Because wisdom is so valuable, and true wisdom can only be attained through a connection to God. I value wisdom, and I say, you want to attain wisdom, you have to connect to Hashem. You want to connect to Hashem, you have to be a righteous person. It's not because you'll lead a better life in this world. A person who's righteous might suffer more than a person who's wicked. I don't buy what all you guys have been telling me, Eov's telling them. Leading a righteous life is not going to lead you to a better life. A righteous person might suffer much more. But a righteous person has the keys to attain true wisdom. So, Eov spent a long time explaining to his friends that he doesn't agree to them. He never sinned. And Eov turned to them and said, I will not be deceitful like you. Just because you want to be sycophants towards God, I will not. I know I've done nothing wrong and I won't lie just because I'm suffering. And even though you're trying to claim there's an order in the world, you're not telling me anything I didn't know. I also know that there are cases where the wicked were punished. But I also know that there are many righteous who suffer. So Eov says, and don't think that I'm saying this because I'm trying to encourage people to be wicked. No, I also agree a person should be righteous, but not for the reasons you're saying. I don't believe you should be righteous because that will give you a good life in this planet. No, I believe you should be righteous because you will attain a world to come. And there is a world to come. The soul will benefit from a person's being righteous in this world. And look around. You see, everything's finite. What's infinite? Wisdom. How do you attain true wisdom? Through God. So here you see there is a soul. He's connecting the concept of wisdom with soul. And if wisdom is eternal, then the soul that can understand wisdom must also be eternal. And if the soul attains wisdom, then that soul will, what it's gained, will continue infinitely, that wisdom. And that's why a person should be righteous, because that will be the key to true wisdom. But not because he'll lead a better life in this world.